Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania. It's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 309, 76 degrees, and I know it was said before I came on because it's been going on for a little bit now, but Turning Point USA's Charlie Kirk has been shot on the University of Utah campus, surrounded by what looks like, you know, 1,000 or 2,000 college students. In the video, and I've posted a video from a distance of where you can hear the gunshot and you can see Charlie grab his neck. I've met Charlie many times. I've done events with Charlie. I wouldn't say that we were friends, but I do know him. You know, he's married with two children. And then the video cuts where people started to flee and they're yelling, run and run. That's on my Facebook page, and it's pretty much everywhere there. Since then, I've seen more close-up and graphic video, which I am not going to post, to where when Charlie grabs what would be his right side of the neck, his neck, if you're looking at the video from the front, our left side, it appears that's where he was shot. It appears to have gone through, and an extreme amount of blood pours from the other side of his neck as he hunches over in that's where that video, in my experience, and I pray that for some miracle, this is survivable. And I'm not going to say one way or another, but from what I've seen, how this is not a fatal wound is just inexplainable to me. I hope that it looks worse than it is. But this appears to be a tragic loss here. And you could agree with Charlie Kirk's politics or not. You have to respect his First Amendment right to do that and peacefully do so to where he goes from college campus to college campus. And again, surrounded by a few thousand, it could be, college students that are here to see him at this event. There were students on the roofs. There was a whole arena around him. This was an outdoor event where he was under one of his TPUSA tents, Turning Point USA tents, where he sits there with the microphone and he has these events. There is an individual in custody. I have a video of the individual being taken into custody where he's stating that he has the right to remain silent. He looks like an individual in his 60s. Maybe 70, balding, with white hair on each side. He is down on his knees with his head facing down, handcuffed by law enforcement, surrounded by law enforcement. It's something needs to be done here. We don't know how far the alleged shooter was in this. In the original video, that is from a distance, you really can't see anything graphic, and it was just at the point where this was first breaking where we found out that he was allegedly shot. And you can hear the gunshot, and you can see Charlie Kirk grab, again, his right side of his neck. And the closer-up videos that I will not be posting just shows an extreme amount of blood pouring from the left side of his neck as he falls over. Again, I just got that, 3 minutes before I walked in the studio. I was not obviously planning on talking about any of this, but here's a college campus, again, surrounded by thousands of students, a few thousand students. How close this individual got to fire this shot, what kind of weapon it is, we don't know any of that yet. And I'm going to do what we can to find that. And I hope and pray somehow this is survivable. But we have to take a step back here to where, listen, I disagree with a lot of you. You disagree with a lot of what I have to say. There's a different level here of loss of value of life. I just got back from Harrisburg where I addressed the Pennsylvania Senate. And I said the opening prayer of the session today in recognition of September 11th because they won't be in session tomorrow. It was my prayer that they can find common ground. It was my prayer that together they could lead this Commonwealth in a better direction. And we're going to play that for you later on the show. I was going to start off the show with that, but this is obviously something that's more pressing now. And to dislike and to hate, it's literal hate, what someone says respectfully and peacefully, if you disagree with it vehemently, does not give anyone the right to shoot that person and attempt to kill them. Again, Charlie Kirk is married. He has two young children, two girls, I believe, and they're both under the age of a few years old. And again, disagree with the things he has to say, disagree with his platform, disagree with the way he debates on college campuses. Now, Charlie Kirk is a college-age student himself. He's in his 20s, I believe. And he does it in a respectful manner. And he's got a large following, agree with it or not. 31 years old. He's got a large following, and he goes to these college campuses to expand their viewpoints, to give the opposite point of view, because we've seen these college campuses become a one-sided argument as far as their faculty and the indoctrination of a lot of students. So he gives that counterpoint, and a lot of people get infuriated by that. But it's always been respectful. It's always been...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
A dignified back and forth. Agree with it or not, or hate him or call him names. I've never seen him in turn stoop to that. And listen, he's far from perfect. None of us are. But for this individual, and again, I'm just going by who they have in custody, and there's reports that they do have the person in custody, and the fact that that person is saying, I have the right to remain silent, someone appears to be in their 60s, balding with white hair, at this event. I'm looking at the crowd photos now because they're showing on Fox News, they're showing video reel from before this shooting of the event itself. And what would you say, Jake, a few thousand people there? Easily? Yeah. They're up on the roofs. They're up on the balconies. Their whole courtyard is full. I'm looking at the video to see if he was up against the railing, this shooter, because I do know what to look for now because I've seen a picture of him. How close he is to the railing? Was it from a far distance? Was it a long gun? Was it a handgun? We don't know that at this point. And, I'll do my best during the breaks to find out what I can. But where does this lead us? Where does this and every time I see the more graphic video, because it is on social media. If you're looking to find it, it's there. I just will not be posting it because it disturbed me. It is horrific video. It is horrific. Where does this go now? Is there outrage on his supporters, from his supporters? How is that outrage deal with? Does something, I can't even say, does something good come out of this? Because we don't need this happening. You can dislike every word of what somebody says, but to end their life, and we don't know, but by some miracle, hopefully he survives this. But from the video that I've seen, I don't see how. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to say that he's deceased. I'm not going to say that he's not with us. I hope and pray for his family that he is, and he does pull through this. But the wound that I saw was gruesome. The fact that the person that was being apprehended casually says, I have the right to remain silent. And I didn't proof it yet because I don't know if there's any curses or anything in it. So I can maybe play you some audio once I review it a little more again, because I got this just as I was walking in the studio. I was trying to verify the reports, first of all, making sure the videos are accurate. And that's a time that we live in with AI and a lot of things. Even the more gruesome picture, was it people trying to make it worse than it was to infuriate outrage? And that you have to really pay attention to that. But it looks like both are accurate. Reports that I'm getting from people that I know that are close to Turning Point USA are saying this is a tragedy. And again, you don't want to say a father of two young girls married, is he no longer with us? Let them make that. The FBI director has already chimed into this. Cash Patel, the FBI director, is friends with Charlie Kirk. So I'm sure there is going to be a vested interest here. The president of the United States is friends with Charlie Kirk. You have Jason Chaffetz, a former Utah congressman, speaking now on here. So apparently who they have in custody is why? That's going to be the big question. And I think we can come to assumption of why. The hate has reached that level to where people are lashing out and acting on it. And you can say that it's both sides all you want, but it doesn't appear to be that way when it comes down to these things. Yes, listen, both sides are ruthless when it comes to politics. Both sides say a lot of mean things, and it has gotten nasty because of both sides. But this is not. This seems to be more one-sided. And I hope Democrats come out, and we don't know the politics of this individual. This could be because Charlie Kirk was rude to one of his family members at one of these events, and that's what he's taking it out on, not because of any politics. We'll find the whys out, but something needs to be done, and we don't have those answers right now. Something has to be done. We do know that a suspect's in custody. What we find out, how fast we find out, what happens from here, what outrage happens on both sides. Hopefully there's no attempt, and I'm going to, as tragic as this is and as angry as this makes me, calm needs to prevail here. We need to find out the facts. We need to find out what exactly was the cause here. If it was politics, then we need to have a serious discussion, because this needs to stop. We've had two assassination attempts on the president when he was candidate. Now we have this. This is very eerily similar to what took place at Butler, Pennsylvania. Looking at the video, it is extremely similar. How close did this individual get? You want to talk about laws and more? I mean, he's on a campus, a college campus, a gun-free zone in Utah. But I'm just at a loss of words that the second video literally set me back. And it's, I apologize for my lack of words here, because horrific is the only way I could describe it. And if someone with my background is calling it horrific, you need to take that seriously. And I guess we'll see where we move from here. Again, during the breaks, I'm going to try and find out as much information as I can through my contacts and from research. But at this point, it's an extremely tragic situation. There's live video now of the area. It appears to be evacuated, obviously. I don't see an established crime scene set up. It appears to be vacant, so there might be an outer perimeter where they're not letting people in. But I'm sure we'll find out more information as this goes on. But as you can tell from my voice and how taken back I am, these things obviously aren't planned, but just a beautiful day in Utah interrupted by gunfire, and may have been fatal. We're going to check in on that. But again, the videos that I've seen have been gruesome. It's 3:22 here. I'll do that when I come back, Jake. We'll go back to a break now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.